You know, it's really funny when you're an artist. It's amazing what people think you do all day versus what you actually do all day. There was actually a rumor going around at one point that I like to sleep in a coffin all day and listen to Wagner, that I had speakers built into the coffin and the coffin closed, and there was a mechanism to make it such that one time out of 10 it would not open, so there was a chance I could always die. I'm not kidding at all. I really read this. And there's actually a picture of me, some wizard, some photography guy must have done this, superimposed my picture. I'm not joking at all. I'm laying in this coffin and I have a little rose right inside my shirt, like I'm getting married or something. Oh, going to the, you know, junior prom. Ah, oh, but no, really. The things people come up with, oh my God, it's just... And some of them are funny to me. And I'm like, oh, you know, whatever, that's funny. You know, just ridiculous. And that's kind of, you know, one of the aspects of being, you know, at that level. And, you know, it's a bit of a trade-off. But there was this one, I didn't understand it. I found out about it because Tony Visconti told me. He said, David, you gotta go online. There's a rumor going around about you and something to do with Ghostbusters. I'll leave it at that. I'm thinking to myself, oh God, what's he talking about? And I thought, oh, you know, that could be a good thing, you know? Perhaps they want me to do a song for the next movie? No problem. I would love that. That would have been great. I'm laughing about it now, but I was angry at the time. I really was. Somebody put a rumor out there that I was into Ghostbusters pornography. Now, for the people that might not know what that is, for example, you know, if you really like Egon, you think that he's, wow, really good-looking guy. Well, you can see him fucking a horse or something, you know. Just go to GhostbustersPornography.com. Somebody spread a rumor that that's what I was doing. That's the stuff that I was looking at. And they said that I was in an internet cafe, and that I was caught, this is what the article said, that David Bowie was in an internet cafe in Soho recently. Some of the fans might want to know, well, what does David Bowie look at when he's on the internet? Well, to our surprise, it's a picture of Slimer from Ghostbusters. Fucking Janine. I know the names because I ended up watching a movie out of this fascination. I'm not fascinated that way with it. That was the rumor. I'm not fascinated with it. I think it's a good movie. I'm fascinated with it as a piece of art, not as a piece of pornography. Oh, that, you know, I just read that snippet and I was like, you know, check please. Don't want to read anymore. That's why I don't read anything about myself. I really don't. I have a filter on my email. It filters out anything that has my name in it, which makes it hard to correspond with people. But, you know, I have a code name. I'm not going to tell you what that is. But, you know, I don't read anything. I don't read reviews. I don't listen to clips. I don't watch anything. I always find it amazing that somebody wants to see themselves on TV doing the thing that they did. It's like, I have a couple of friends that are like that. No offense. I love them. You know, but Iggy's always doing this. He's like, oh, David, I was on Conan the other night. Here, check it out. Let's watch the video. No, thanks. You were there. I don't need to see it. I see you right now in front of me. Why do I need to see you in a little box? Oh, look, I'm in the little color box. You know, look at that. I'm on the telly. You know, of course, everybody knows I'm good friends with Lou Reed. That goes without saying. You know, we made some great music together. But Lou comes over to the house the other night. Same thing, just like Iggy. I don't know what... You think these guys, of all the people in the world, would want anything but to see themselves on television. Would not want to at this point, you know. Now, Lou has a log cabin somewhere in the Catskills or something like that. Somewhere around that. I don't know where it is. Anyways, besides the point. He's got a house, you know, and he likes to go fishing. He's, you know, really into going fishing. He's been doing it for years. He's quite an expert. You can ask him anything about fish, he'll probably know an answer. And so what Lou Reed does, the subversive genius that wrote Heroin and Sweet Jane, what Lou Reed does, let me reveal it to you tonight, he fucking tapes himself going fishing, and then he watches it. It's not good enough to just go fishing. He needs to watch a tape of himself doing it. Oh, it's mental.